Welcome back here on News Radio WGNS, and we have in studio with us Michael Draper. Michael is with the Tennessee Kidney Foundation, and welcome into the show. Michael, appreciate you coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Tennessee Kidney Foundation. So give me the lowdown on what you all do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tennessee Kidney Foundation, we're based out of Nashville, but we cover 42 counties within Middle Tennessee, from Benton all the way to Grundy and everything in between. Our mission statement is to empower and support those that are at risk or affected by kidney disease. And so really, when someone meets with a doctor that they feel like they've got something going on with their kidneys, they're going to be basically on a stage, and we're all part of that stage. So anyone that's never even had any issues with their kidneys would be considered like a stage one in terms of chronic kidney disease, and you can kind of make your way progressively through that. And so what our organization is responsible for is just supporting people not only that are going through either chronic kidney disease or end-stage renal disease, which are folks that are going through dialysis, but we're also really big in education. So preventative, trying to get people to not only see their doctor regularly to test out and make sure their kidneys are functioning properly, but then also, just to keep their diet and things like that at a healthy mark, just to be able to prevent any problems that could come down in the future.
How big of an issue is kidney disease here in Tennessee?
Heard a stat once when I first originally started working for the Kidney Foundation that if you take 10 people on a transplant list, 9 of those people were looking for a kidney. And so that shows you how prevalent kidney disease is across the country. Really, just in Rutherford County alone, we're looking at 463 people that we've been able to identify through some of the data that we have that are in end-stage renal disease just in Rutherford County. That means people that are going to dialysis treatments that they have to, or they're not able to continue to sustain to live. And then kind of the multiplier to be able to determine, well, how many people might have chronic kidney disease or that could be eventually ending to end-stage renal disease is times 10. So 4,630 people in Rutherford County approximately have some form of chronic kidney disease.
Wow. Do all of those people know that?
No, and most people don't. Our CEO, Heather Powell, her story in being connected to the Kidney Foundation and getting plugged in was her mother had kidney disease, and she ended up not knowing and went to the doctor and was having some health issues, and a lot of people don't know, and that's part of the education piece that we do. So we perform free kidney health screenings in the community. Last year in 2018, we provided kidney health screenings to over 700 people in kind of the greater Middle Tennessee area, and we actually had a gentleman at our 2017 kidney screening that something kind of came up as a red flag. He went and talked to his doctor, ended up having kidney disease, and ended up having to get a transplant for that. And so that's our big push, is the more you know and getting in front of your doctor and finding out what are the kind of the key tools to be able to sustain not going down that path. That's a big part of what we do as well.
Now, you mentioned prevention. Yep. and we all have kidneys, so there's all of us have a reason to be thinking about prevention. What are some things that we should do and be looking for if our body changes that we might need to go to the doctor?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, diet's one of the biggest things. A lot of things can ultimately lead to kidney disease. As you know, I mean, the kidneys basically filter out your blood and filter out the body. And so a lot of things can end up, diabetes is one of the big things that ultimately end up leading to kidney disease. So a good diet regimen is one of the key things. Drinking plenty of water, making sure that you're plenty hydrated. That's one of the big tools that people are going to tell you if you're kind of going down that line is really to focus on that. And so that's when we go to a kidney screening, when we conduct a kidney screening, we have individuals come in, we do their height and weight to get a BMI. We check their blood pressure, because high blood pressure also is a pretty good indicator that you could be heading down that line. And then also any kind of medications that you take for blood pressure or any other kind of ailments, those are eventually going to wear on your kidneys. And so, anyone that's having to be heavily medicated for other issues that they have going on, there's a good chance that down the line they could have issues with their kidneys as well. So when we sit down with someone in a screening, we check their blood pressure, we check their BMI, and then we actually do a instant return urine analysis where they give us a urine sample. We're able to check for protein in their urine, and if it's at an elevated level, then we'll notify them and say, hey, you probably need to go talk to a physician or someone about this, because there could be some signs there. And so we actually have, at each of our screenings, we'll have a medical professional. It could be a physician, could be a nurse practitioner, someone like that, and they're able to sit down with each each individual person and just kind of talk through it. Because like you alluded to earlier, a lot of people have no idea.
Yeah.
The one thing we actually see in screenings is a lot of people are a little hesitant because, you know, kind of with other ailments that we might have in our life, sometimes we just don't want to know the answer. And so we will see people that are sometimes hesitant to go through those. And we just kind of encourage them that, hey, you know, it's a pain-free process. It takes only a few minutes and it's better to know so you can really kind of start working on what you need to do down the line before it gets to something where you're having to go to dialysis. For those that aren't really familiar with dialysis, it's 3 to 4 times a week for 3 or 4 hours at a time. If you miss a certain amount of appointments, your life expectancy drops significantly because of that. Because again, it's filtering your blood, it's filtering your body, and to not be able to do that, it's not very good for your health.
We are talking about the Tennessee Kidney Foundation with Michael Draper here on News Radio WGNS.